Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan. His squad undefeated after dismantling East Stroudsburg on the road last week, 53-24. Now it's the game of the year for the Golden Rams and really in the PSAC as undefeated Westchester will visit undefeated Kutztown on Saturday. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Last week, East Stroudsburg, you win 53-24. You had to be thrilled with the way the kids came out and put this one to bed.
Yeah, the one thing you always worry about with Kutztown looming on the horizon, I was a little worried the kids would look past that. But what ended up happening, I think our quarterback situation was a little bit in flux. So I think our kids really concentrated on the fact that we were going to probably have to play our backup quarterback in the game. So everybody kind of focused on East Stroudsburg, didn't look ahead knowing that, you know, how important it was to support Mike Paperno, our backup. So that ended up working out positively for us.
So A.J. Long didn't play. What's his status going forward here leading into this one?
Yeah, so he got dinged up at Bloomsburg, and we thought with the bye week that we would we'd be able to get him back, but he wasn't able to get back in time for East Stroudsburg. He should be okay for this week. Did most of the practice yesterday. And so I'm hoping he'll get a little bit more each day, so we should get him back for the game.
You guys were just able to dominate on the ground with the quarterback situation in flux. You had two guys go over 100 yards. What was clicking in the running game? Because you really had all precincts reporting on the ground.
Yeah, we, during the bye week, we kind of went back to basics on the offensive line. It was one of our thoughts that we wanted to really, We felt like they hadn't been playing up to their potential. We really wanted to go back and get them guys working again. I thought that really worked out well for us. We blocked great. Our offensive line did a really nice job. Our receivers did a good job on tight ends. Just as a group, we really did a nice job of blocking East Stroudsburg, which gave our guys a little bit of room to maneuver. And, we've got some good linebacks. So when they had a little bit of room, they were able to make some plays. And that was really our focus going in was we knew with a young quarterback, we didn't want to put too much pressure on him. So we felt like, if we could get control of that run game, that would make it a little bit easier on him, which it did. And, I think our kids really took that to heart.
And once again, the defense, that's a good offense that you guys held to 10 points through three quarters, and then they got a couple of late scores. But, it feels like the unit has hit its ceiling, and then they just keep pushing through, right?
Yeah, honestly, we've probably played two of the best running backs in the country this year, and neither one of them has had any success against us. They gave up on the run game really early on Saturday. And like you said, really it was a 10-point game through three quarters, and they scored a couple of touchdowns late in the fourth quarter. We're just playing really well up front, and that really has spurred on our secondary to make plays. And we're doing the one thing we're doing this year, which we really hadn't done much last year, was we're turning the ball over and making big plays and giving our offense opportunities for short fields. So right now our defense is playing at a really high level, and with the game we have coming up, we're going to need them to keep playing that way.
And that game is the Kutztown game, coached by Jimmy Clements. Kutztown 7-0. They're 4-0 in the conference. And you talk about the offense, looking a quick look at their schedule. They've scored at least 32 points in every game this season. It's a balanced attack. What jumps out at you?
What really jumps out is how well the quarterback's playing. Colin DeGalbo is playing really well, especially over the last few weeks. He's making great throws. He's dangerous. Running the football, I mean, and he has, you know, he's been that way for a couple of years, but it really looks like he's matured in the offense, and he's really playing well. And of course, they play a team whose quarterback's playing really well. So we got to disrupt them in some way. But that's the one piece that sticks out most about them right now.
What do they do defensively?
They come after you. They're a very aggressive front. Jimmy likes to blitz, and he'll come after you. But even when they're not blitzing, their front six just are downhill players. They just try to cause havoc, try to push guys into the backfield and disrupt plays. So it's a really aggressive defensive football team. Sometimes, you know, as an offense, you look at ways to try to take advantage of some of that aggressiveness. But it's going to be a dog fight for sure. And, we know what we're up against. And like you had mentioned earlier, this is what we do this for. We got two great teams playing each other in a big weekend late in the season. That's a lot of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.